Let's head to South Africa now, where Cyril Ramaphosa is due to be sworn in for another term as president on Wednesday. That after the general election, which will see South Africa governed by a coalition government. So far, five parties are joining forces with the African National Congress, and chief among these is their largest rival, the Pro-Business Democratic Alliance. Well, let's get reaction now from Busiswe Mavuso, the chief executive of Business Leadership South Africa, one of the country's most influential business groups. Welcome to Newsday. This is going to be a big change, isn't it? Because many business leaders have got used to just dealing with the ANC in power, and now there's going to be a collection of parties. How do you think businesses will manage the change?
Good morning, Rob. Yes, it's definitely going to be a big change. And as the business community in South Africa, we definitely welcome the government of national unity, because essentially this is what South Africans have voted for. They've expressed support for many different parties. No single party has the majority, and parties must now narrow their interests aside, put their narrow interests aside, and work together to deliver on that mandate. And that mandate from a lot of South Africans is very clear. South Africans have been getting very poorer on average as the economy has been growing slower than the population. Unemployment has continued to grow, and this is a distressing position to be in 30 years after democracy, especially when at the halfway point of our democracy, we had been growing at about 5%, unemployment was under 20%, and it felt like we were making progress. And I must say that so far, there's been a positive momentum that has really been created, you know, by this government of national unity. It has really sparked confidence amongst business. It has really sparked confidence amongst investors. And I think it gives us the hope that the country has a historic opportunity to make a big leap forward to address the challenges that we actually face, you know, as
I want to come back to some of those challenges in a moment. But just on the point about it being a government of national unity, we were talking to a former finance minister, also a former central bank governor, on the programme yesterday. He was saying this isn't a government of national unity. This is simply a coalition badged as a government of national unity, because you have those, you have two parties, the Economic Freedom Fighters and the former president Jacob Zuma's MK party, who significant numbers of people voted for but are not part of this new coalition. Do you think those people who are clearly very, very unhappy with the way the ANC has been running the country should be represented in this government?
You know, when you look at what the economic policies have actually been, that is the economic policies of the MK party and the economic freedom fighters, I don't think that that would have been good for the country. It wouldn't have been good for business, and it definitely would have been, it wouldn't have been good for investor sentiment, because we need political parties whose economic policies are pro-growth, you know. And when you look at some of the policies that they've been touting, it has been policies of mass economic destruction, you know, policies of nationalization, policies of which the market was not actually going to respond positively to. So from where we're sitting as the business community, this is the best outcome. And the parties that have gotten into the coalition government or the government of national unity are precisely the parties that we believe will take the country forward, because their policies are policies that we respond to as the business community, as well as the markets, as well as the investors, are actually pro those economic policies.
Right. So you may not like the policies of the Economic Freedom Fighters or the MK party, but a significant number of people did vote for them, didn't they? Now, we did have data out recently which showed what a perilous state the economy of South Africa is in. What is the biggest number one policy that you would like to see this new coalition government enact?
We are hoping that they are going to continue on the reform agenda. You know, the structural reform agenda, I think, is the biggest issue that we're
Just explain in simple terms what kind of big reforms you would like to see then.
So reforms on energy, reforms on transport and logistics, reforms on work visas are some of the biggest reforms that we'd actually like to see being enacted. As you know, South Africa has not had energy security for quite a while now. You know, through the business government initiative that we've had, we have actually turned the corner in as far as that is concerned. We haven't had load shedding for a while now. And this is as a result, you know, of a business having deployed experts to Eskom. This is as a result of the
power
that...
company. It's interesting that because a lot of South Africans were a bit cynical about the lack of power cuts in the weeks leading up to the election, saying that they thought this was all about the election, really, that the ANC had managed to temporarily fix the power grid. But you saying it is now permanently fixed, that there will be no more load shedding, as the term is, there'll be no more power cuts.
That is definitely not what I'm saying, but I'm saying that we have managed to add number of megawatts onto the grid. We have managed to put back some of the power stations, you know, back onto the grid, and we have definitely managed to put some of the, you know, there's a lot of solar initiatives that have actually been put on a whole lot of rooftops of businesses and residences, and that has definitely reduced load, you know, onto the grid. So, and I think that when you look at it as well from an infrastructure investment, we've been trying to get infrastructure into the country for quite some while, and we're really hoping that through this government of national unity and the work that is actually going to be done on that front, we are going to see the much needed investment infrastructure to improve the capacity of our economy. I think the other big one is really the professionalization of the public service, because I think the tragedy in South Africa is not that we don't have the right plans to get ourselves out of this economic rut. The tragedy has been that we don't have a capable service who can actually implement the plans that we have in place, because we've been mainly hiring on loyalty based on versus on capability. And we're hoping that this government of national unity can come in and change, you know, all of those things.
Thanks very much indeed for your time. We look forward to seeing what the new government does outline once all of the various cabinet ministers are appointed. That's Busisiwe Mavuso there, the chief executive of Business Leadership South Africa.